shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com this weekend for pre-auto show savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory on new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
We got back to where we want to play these road games right away, early tonight, especially against this team, and had some energy and try to wear them down, but obviously it's a team that works pretty hard. They didn't go away, so nice for us to find that resiliency.
That's Jonathan Toews. He had the game winner in overtime last night. Corey Crawford finished with 35 saves. It was a 4-3 final over Minnesota. The Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. In the AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. In the NBA, the Bulls lost at Golden State 123-92. They played without Dwayne Wade, who was sick. Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with a heel contusion. The road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL for the second time in his career. And the Cavs, tonight they play at the Thunder with Portland hosting Boston in a late game. Nice little doubleheader for you if you care to watch. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in three games last year for the Royals, but spent a majority of his time between Double and Triple A, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL news, Carson Palmer is returning for the 2017 season. And in golf, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a group of four, lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth is 2-off at 2-under through 14, and Lefty is even through 15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Valentine's Day is almost here. Keep listening to The Score for the How Sweet It Is gift card giveaway. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
The New York Knicks just released a statement saying Charles Oakley came to the game tonight and behaved in a highly inappropriate and completely abusive manner. He has been ejected and is currently being arrested by the New York City Police Department. He was a great Knick, and we hope he gets some help soon. And that ends the statement, Mike.
All right, Doris.
I love the Knicks. I love New York. This is my heart. I wish them all the luck and success on the basketball court. I wonder why I'm not welcome into the Garden. I'm a Knicks fan for life. No matter if I go back to the Garden or not, I'm still going to cheer for the Knicks because I've played here for a decade. My heart and soul are here. I know people love the way I play, and I really appreciate it. I wasn't the best player, but I came out and played every night, and that's what they want to see you play with heart and effort.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Well, we've got a new statement here as we bring in Steve Popper to our conversation from NorthJersey.com on Twitter at Steve Popper. Joining us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight here at New York Knicks PR on Twitter. This was what they tweeted. I'm sure, Steve, you have this too, but just so people know, it says, updated statement. There are dozens of security staff, employees, and NYPD that witnessed Oakley's abusive behavior. It started when he entered the building and continued until he was arrested and left the building.
He was screaming obscenities in the parking lot as soon as he just stepped out of the car, apparently.
Every single statement we have received is consistent in describing his actions. Everything he said since the incident is pure fiction. This team.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you.
Don't Steve. Believe anything that guy said.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, this is, Steve, did you think that we'd have an amendment to the statement today?
It's par for the course. Hey, look, first of all, I'll say this. You could not tell me that Charles Oakley was cursing in the parking lot outside, because if you've ever been in Penn Station, there's a lot of people mumbling curses walking through there.
Hey, listen, Steve, for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I've been talking to you about the Knicks and the Nets, and I don't think we've had one pleasant conversation about either organization. It's not going to happen today. I don't want to lead you anywhere, but give us what you heard went down last night between James Dolan, security, and Charles Oakley.
Well, look, I'll preface it with this. None of us, you know, the media people, we weren't there. We were up above. We kind of saw the skirmish starting, and we all were like, that looks like Charles. What is? As you see him dragged out, you're like, that's Charles Oakley. So we all ran down. By the time we got down there, they were kind of blocking us off, you know. But he was handcuffed, screaming. Then he was certainly cursing them in handcuffs. It was very upset. You know, he was very much, you know, Dolan did this, you know, Dolan started this, you know, get me out of these. Why am I in this? You know, I'm not going anywhere. Very upset. Mm-hmm. And look, I've known Oak for a long time. A lot of us have. And, you know, he's a tough guy on the court, and he's a tough guy off the court. Whatever started it, whatever has been, Charles Oakley has seemed like he wants to take a higher road here and mend whatever fences have been torn down here with the organization. We all know he's a very honest guy. He says what's on his mind, and that's kind of what started this whole thing. That, you know, even as a player, he would tell you, you know, if it was bad, he'd tell you it's bad. If it was good, he'd tell you it's good. And he's still that way today. But I think at some point, you know, just the vindictiveness, the pettiness, you know, just mend fences. He's a beloved guy. You know, when they're dragging him out of there, no one's chanting Dolan, Dolan. They're chanting Oakley, Oakley. It's just hard to understand, you know, why they get themselves in these stupid, you know, silly, petty brawls, and they just don't rise above them. But look, it's the same thing with Phil Jackson. Does the same thing with what he's doing with Carmelo now. It's staggering to see people around the league, you know, laugh. I talked to an executive from another team who said they're like a sitcom, like a great sitcom, you know, that you can't wait to see the next episode, what's going to happen next.
Well, the Carmelo situation is odd because they don't have the leverage. They if Carmelo wants to, quote unquote, win by simply not being traded, he can win, and they can try to make his life miserable and, you know, move him around like Milton in Office Space until he's down in the basement with his red stapler, but he doesn't have to go anywhere, and he's smart enough to realize that.
Right, and Milton wasn't making $25 million a year.
Right.
So, I think it's gotten to that where, look, Carmelo is a reasonable guy, and I think if you went to him and said, look, you know, we tried to build, we went and got Derrick Rose, we went and got Noah, we thought we were going to make a run for this. We're wrong. You know, we made a mistake. It didn't work. We're going to try and break this down and build for you. How can we help make you happy? I don't think Carmelo would have said, you know, get out of my locker. I'm not speaking to you. You know, he's a reasonable guy. I think what's happened now is sort of the opposite. I think there was a brief time where he might have, you know, gone ahead with the no, you know, waving the no trade for the right situation. I'm not even sure that that's the case now. I think, you know, there have been reports, and I've heard the same thing, that he's kind of, you know, very upset that he thinks they're trying to drive him out of here, and he's not going to be driven out of here. And I think he's going to play Milton a little bit, that he's willing to play chicken with Phil, and I think he thinks he can outlast Phil here. And look, Carmelo's better at his job than Phil is at his, so I think at some point, you know, as you see with the Oakley thing, Dolan is a stubborn guy, and, you know, admitting mistakes is not a big part of what he does.
Where did it go wrong with Phil? When did the honeymoon end? Because I remember when he was signed to do this job, and the first question I asked is, why should he be great at this? Give me the examples or the evidence that would lead you to believe that. And we've seen that other than Kristaps Porzingis, maybe Willie Hernan Gomez, there haven't been very many deals or transactions that he's made that have benefited this squad. But where did it go awry for Knicks fans?
Well, I think right from the start, I think you and I have talked about this, that I never believed, and people around the league never believed this was going to work, because part of what you have to do in this job is so different than being a coach. Part of this is networking. It's you know, working the phones. It's getting to know people, having friends in the business, having kind of like, you know, a group of guys who you can deal with, you can trade with, you can talk and scout with. That's not Phil's thing. Phil doesn't have many friends around the league. He's, you know, people have described him to me as socially awkward. He doesn't do the simple things that you should do in this job. I think from the start, there's been, I mean, look at the moves he makes. He relies on, I remember this guy when I coached him against him 5 years ago. But, you know, they're a 2011 team. He brought Sam Dallenberg here and thought he was going to average a double-double. The guy barely played double-figure games. You know, I mean, Noah, in Chicago, you guys were, you know, I'm sure you guys can know it better than we can here. But scouts were telling me last year that he was done. Phil gives him a 4-year, $72 million deal. In day one of the season, people are suddenly like, this is not the guy we knew. This, you know, this is, you know, he tries, he, you know, he's a good guy, but he's not the player he was a couple of years ago. He's on the downside, or, you know, at the very, you know, heading to uselessness. He's, you know, a 10-minute a night player for 4 years and $72 million. It's hard to imagine, the little work, the little networking, you know, he hasn't done any of the things he needs to do. And, you know, trying to do with Melo what he did with Kobe or Michael, when you're in the locker room with him every day, when you're, you know, a part of the group, is so different now. You know, there is no, you know, knowledge, you know, of each other. All Carmelo hears is the bad side, the poking product. There's no friendship. There's no dinner, breaking bread. So I just don't think any of it works. And I don't think any of it's worked since he's been here. I think, you know, even Porzingis, look, give him credit for not making a mistake on it. But, you know, I think anyone who tells you now that Porzingis was his choice if he had the number one pick is lying to you. You know, I think Okafor, he loved, you know, we all love Karl Anthony Towns. I think he liked Russell. I think if he had one of those top three picks, he would have taken one of those top three guys too.
It was a pretty defeated Jeff Hornacek we heard. I noticed a quote that crossed, maybe it was late yesterday, where before the game. He said something and asked, do you know what you got yourself into? And he let his guard down a little bit. He said, "Yeah, you hear stories, and now you understand what everybody meant, that it's something new every day." Like that he was
right.
He was pretty honest about. I guess the short answer is yes, but no.
Yeah, he said people told him what it was going to be like here, and it's lived up to expectations. And I think I asked him after the game, has it now surpassed one of the legends of the franchise being dragged out by security? Look, Jeff is a nice guy and could be a good coach. We don't even know now because he's been so hamstrung by this organization, you know, handed a roster of mismatched pieces, being told to run an offense that isn't what he's succeeded with, you know, in Phoenix. It's been kind of patchwork trying to, you know, meld systems together. Like I say, we won't even know here, you know, what kind of coach he is because he just hasn't had the opportunity to really do anything that puts his own imprint on it.
And we haven't even mentioned Derrick Rose yet.
How about that? We're talking about weirdness, and we haven't gotten to Derrick yet.
Yeah, from what happened in the offseason with the civil suit to missing a game because of some... I don't even know if it's been explained yet why he missed that game, but how has it been covering Derrick in the short time that you have?
Well, Derrick has been great for us to deal with, but, you know, as you say, it's been, off the court, the problems, you know, here, there's been a lot of things here that are just hard to understand, why they do the things they do, how they do the things they do. I don't know how you Phil kind of laughed us off when we asked him when they made the trade about the civil suit. You know, we asked if he investigated, and he's like, you know, investigation is a big word. And kind of just,
well, it is for him.
Yeah. Well, in mindfulness, he clears the mind. I don't know. But you know, we knew it was going to be a problem. And when you look at what happened, you know, Derrick was found innocent. Great for him. But just like the Knicks, a decade earlier with the Anuka Brown Sanders thing, by battling it, you know, everything got aired publicly. Derrick looked terrible in it. You know, whether it was consensual, whether it was not, the jury ruled in his favor. But I don't think it was a win for Derrick. It was an ugly, ugly episode that got dragged out every day publicly on TV, you know, in the papers. And then the AWOL situation, you know, the stories that I and other reporters have heard don't match up with the one that Nick said. Mm-hmm. But whatever the story is, when you take off and you don't answer the team's texts, calls, no one knows if you're alive or dead, you skip a game, miss a game, you know, head out of town, I don't think there's any way you come back and play the next day and start the next game. That's, you know, it's a complete lack of accountability that shows to every player on the team. But, you know, it's part of the course in this organization and just sets a tone. Part of it, you know, again, you know, it's above Jeff Hornacek's head, but how do you hold anyone accountable when a guy just took off and left town and, you know, doesn't get punished, starts the next game?
And the Chicago connections are amazing when you start to add them all up, because there's Derrick Rose, there's Joakim Noah, there's Phil Jackson, and Jeff Hornacek is from here. You know, he grew up in the suburbs here. There is a...
Chicago's poisoning New York? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
But the fact is...
I think it's Phil Jackson has finally won the Van Gundy Jackson Wars by infiltrating and destroying the Knicks from within.
And Oakley, you know, who also played here for so long. And it's amazing, too, that you have the way it works in the Eastern Standard Time news cycle, where the Knicks can... This isn't stuff that's happening while we're sleeping. That because the Knicks are the epicenter of all this, when you get a quote from Carmelo and say, oh, now this team could be involved in this team, you might want to go to Boston, and Jimmy Butler's on the phone with them. There's so many tendrils of Knicks drama that infect the other markets. So here we are in Chicago, and they're top of mind because it does involve the Bulls and does involve people who are well-known to the regular listener of this show. It's amazing the effect and how quickly stuff like that viralizes just because of geography, timing, and connections.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just think that sort of, look, you know, if people say New York, you know, this is New York and it's the media or whatever, but the New York Giants don't have this problem. The New York Yankees don't really have this problem. I don't understand why they kind of take the low road and the stubborn, you know, these petty wars they fight. Everything that the Knicks do just seems, you know, it's head shaking. They could have an easy way out, but it's you know, stubborn and petty every day. Well, and it's continuing to this day.
Why are the fans so tolerant of it? We always ask the question of Bulls fans when they kind of get the middle finger from the organization about, look, you're paying your money, we're filling the building, we're selling our merchandise, and we go to the playoffs every year, and every game is its own little self-contained entertainment item, and there isn't a reaction from the fans saying, no, until we know there's a commitment to trying to win a championship, we're not going to support this. And even Charles Oakley, he's getting dragged out of the arena by jackbooted thugs, and he gets bailed out of jail, and then he says, oh, I'm still a Knicks fan. And I saw one person say, that's what's wrong with the Knicks. Even he can't let it go. But the fans, and all the stuff about how tough the New York fans are, I don't know, they don't really seem to mind all this.
You know what? I think, look, you're a fan, you want to believe. And there was a lot of trust in Phil when he came, you know, at every level, inside the organization now, you know, people were like, you know, this is going to be the guy, this is going to turn it all around. And when the media would point out something that he did wrong, it was the media's fault and the media was haters and, you know, we wanted to take down Phil. But I think more and more, if our Twitter feed is any indication, fans are starting to abandon ship on Phil. And I think this Oakley thing will abandon some of the ship on the organization. I think he is a really beloved guy here. I mean, he gave 10 years of heart, soul, bones, to the organization. And I think you cross a line when you go to war with someone like that. And it's not the first time. Look, it's kind of the trio that have been left out in the cold here for a long time are Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, and Jeff Van Gundy. And the worse the Dolan era gets, I think the more and more beloved those guys get around here, in that they were in the playoffs every year. They were competing for championships. You know, they couldn't beat the Bulls, but they could beat just about anyone else, and they were tough, and they were, you know, they were everything you want to see in a team.
Well, so why are those guys removed, Steve, and guys like Isaiah Thomas or Steve Mills or some of these other dudes are allowed to rotate in his circle?
Well, I would think that part of it is the magic of Dolan, that, you know, if you're one of Dolan's guys, if you're a yes man, if you're, you know, willing to be a part of that little circle, you know, you're protected. And look at the statements coming out today. You think anyone in the organization is saying to Jim, that's probably a bad idea to, you know, go out here and attack Oakley again a second day. You know, public sentiment is clearly against us. They all protect their job, and they, you know, no one says, no, that's a terrible idea. Everyone says, yes, boss, and, you know, here, what time can I send out the release?
Wow. Steve, we appreciate you taking the extended time to join us.
At least these keeps you from Nets games, man. I mean.
Hey, somebody tweeted out, Scott Cassiola from the New York Times tweeted out today, the Nets are 9-44, and then they're the stable New York basketball organization.
That's crazy. Wow. Good to talk to you, Steve.
Anytime, guys.
That is Steve Popper of NorthJersey.com. That's really good. You know, at 4:40, Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated is going to talk about this baseball beta test that MLB is going to implement something at the low minor levels, the rookie, extended spring, Arizona
rookie. I
read this
and I thought about Terry. I thought about Terry just, you know, in Florida, just doing a segment, you know, out into the ether, like, these guys, buddy, ruining the game. And man on second base, crap.
World Baseball Classic. Going to put a runner at second base with nobody out to start every half inning of extra innings in an attempt to get the game over with faster.
And you're ruining my game!
I initially reacted with surprise and righteous indignation, and then thought, when you hear why everybody's on board with this, you understand how detrimental some of these marathon games are to the teams, to the product. The Players Association would probably be for it as well. So we'll talk at 4:40 with Jay Jaffe about that.
But you wanted to do a golf thing.
Yeah, it's not really a golf thing.
Okay. It's a Jordan Spieth.
It's something about where I'm with Jordan Spieth on a certain reaction that he had to something that happened off the course. So we'll talk about that next on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. Major League Baseball is testing out a rule that would automatically put a runner on second base to start every inning from the 10th inning on. They're trying it out at the lowest levels of minor league baseball to see how it plays out. It's a pretty horrible idea. Pretty much everybody thinks so, except for MLB's chief baseball officer, Joe Torre. Quote, "It's not fun to watch when you go through your whole pitching staff and wind up bringing a utility infielder in to pitch," end quote. Actually, Joe, that's pretty much the best thing about your sport. I still remember when Mark Grace came into pitch and gave up the first home run of Grandpa David Ross's career. And you want to rid us of that? How about that time Jose Canseco blew out his arm when he tried to pitch? Even Jose would have to admit that was awesome. Don't fix what isn't broken. I'm Jim Rome.
Drivers want it. Join Team VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this year? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, guys, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them.
Guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So rush into JCPenney for up to 60% off select diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver jewelry. And an extra 15% off all heart-shaped fine jewelry already marked down 40 to 60%. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at jcp.com. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 2/9 to 2/14. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. See, the housing market is hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. You know, it's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender and to turn your mic on. So if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it the very same day you call in.
My guy!
Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work so hard so you don't have to. None of us are working hard here. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Wednesday night, join the Score's David Schuster for Bud Light's Talking Bulls with Taj Gibson from 7 to 8 at the Ogden, 1659 West Ogden in Chicago. Come meet Chicago Bull Taj Gibson for an autograph. Get the inside scoop on the team and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets. Brought to you by...
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
Race date.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start in hockey and the Blackhawks. Jonathan Toews had the game winner in overtime. Corey Crawford got the start. Nettie finished with 35 saves. It was a 4-3 final over Minnesota. The Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls, they lost at Golden State. They played without Dwayne Wade, who was sick. Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with a heel contusion. Their six-game road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL. That's the second time for that young man in his career. The Cavs, they play at the Thunder tonight with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. Nice little doubleheader for you. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in three games last year for the Royals, but spent the majority of his time between double and triple A, making 23 starts. David Rollins, you say, who's David Rollins? Well, he was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL news, Carson Palmer announces he'll return for the 2017 season. And at golf, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a group of four, they lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth is 2-under through 14, and Lefty is even through 15. Hey, shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place, February 11th through the 20th. 1 million square feet of brand new vehicles. Download the Chicago Auto Show app for the chance to win a 2-year lease on an all-new Buick Envision or GMC Acadia. Find out more at ChicagoAutoShow.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the greatest sports talk in the universe. We're also the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Woo! This is Chicago's number one sports radio station. I want to hear that more often, Woo! Jason. That kind of enthusiasm?
Yeah!
That's what I want to hear.
Happy Thursday!
Sports, sports, sports.
Woo! Cubs! Cubbies!
Yeah. How about them Cubs,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah! Spring training starting here soon.
It sure is. Valentine's Day, I think it kicks off.
Really? That's they should get some Sherry's berries for Javi Baez.
Well, I think a lot of people are planning like dinner down in Arizona to see that, you know, for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Hi, buddy.
Pitchers and catchers, they report.
Hmm. All right.
If you don't have plans Tuesday, let me know. I'll take you out.
Let's go.
I'll take you out to dinner.
Oh, man.
Romantic dinner.
I'll take you up on that, mister.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Get you some jammies and...
Yeah.
We'll snuggle on the couch.
Yeah, man. It's been about 11 months.
Let's do it.
Yep. I'm down.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Let me go get oiled up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to oil you down.
All right,
sir.
It's getting uncomfortable.
670 the score. And see, look, Dan didn't want to participate in that, did he?
Forgive me, Lord.
I hope my girls aren't listening. 670 the score. And also on the internet machines at 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Caracara oranges and Emergency Variety Packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today.
All right, yeah, I don't have strong feelings one way or another, really, about Jordan Spieth, the...
How can you?
Great golfer.
He's a robot.
Other than what we've seen, his on-course gentlemanly behavior has been notable. When he has given, you know, thumbs up and pats on the back, he's not one of these icy, I'm a competitor, don't get in my competitive bubble kind of guys.
Like your man, Tigray.
There are guys like that. He's not one of them. But from everything we know about Jordan Spieth, cool dude. Well, I don't want to say lost that cool a little bit, but he showed a side of himself when dealing with what Terry Bors once labeled human vermin. And that is the adult autograph seeker, the adult professional or semi-professional autograph seeker. I know you have you seen the tape of George Brett? The YouTube, it's available somewhere. There's one of these adult autograph seekers that's always harassing George Brett, and he just lays into the guy. I mean, just gets so mad at him.
And those are the ones that make it on the sports radio and say, this guy treats fans wrong and
he
awful.
He didn't suddenly sign for this. So apparently,
I'm good twice a year for that.
Well, that's different. That apparently, Spieth was signing autographs after his practice round at Pebble. And he signed a few, but he made a... He went out of his way to avoid the adult autograph seekers, and then he started signing for kids.
Yeah, they send their kids sometimes too.
Well, they use kids to do their work for them, of course. But you know, you can't accuse a kid. You say, I'm gonna sign for you. So Spieth was signing for a kid, and they started yelling at him, shouting obscenities at Spieth for bypassing him, and Spieth apparently had some words for them, and then he explained the incident after.
I'm not appreciative of people who travel to benefit off other people's success, and just, you know, we're out here to, I enjoy signing and sign for kids whenever we get the chance, and when these guys have these items that you've already seen online, and people, we have, our team keeps track of that kind of stuff, and these guys that just have bags of stuff to benefit from other people's success when they didn't do anything themselves. You know, go get a job instead of trying to make money off of the stuff that we've been able to do. We like to sign stuff for charity stuff or for kids or and if you ask anybody universally, it's the same way. It's just they frustrate us. And so I turned around and one of them, you know, dropped an F-bomb in front of three kids, so I felt the need to turn around and tell them that wasn't right, and a couple of them were saying, you're not Tiger Woods, don't act like you're Tiger. I'm just like, whatever, guys, you know, so you're still trying to benefit off me, and I'm not even Tiger Woods, so, you know, what's
sick burn.
What's that say about you? So, anyway, yeah, here and there, I'll get into it a little bit. Normally, I let Michael get into it with him, but you know, when you see guys that fall around the entire round, you know, the guys after that are saying, we're huge fans. Well, you know, a lot of other people did follow the entire round, and so I want to make sure I sign for them if I didn't get them out there. So it was just a little frustrating at the end, and I didn't appreciate the language that was used, and just some scums that just bother me.
My man!
Wow! He almost went LeBron James. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and still be Jordan Spieth.
Yeah,
he almost went down a path that I didn't think he was going down. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you got these dudes who are all disheveled and odd looking, and you got a bag full of 30 things and trampling over kids and aren't even there for the event. I got no problem.
I used to see him when I'd pull up for work at the Birdo
Scums.
Center. And I'm sure they're still outside the Advocate Center now, but these guys with like just a binder full of cards and they just waiting. What do you do? What are you doing? You're a grown up.
That's the OJ Made in America, the part five of that, where he went to go steal back his stuff, and the guy he got arrested for and with. I mean, that's every one of those dudes, just a seedy, you know, got at least one felony under your belt, kind of weirdo looking dude, oily cat. Like those dudes, man, I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. And hell, he's just talking about it happening at an event. I see people do it when guys are out at dinner, or you know, you're out, you know, at a play or something like that. It's like, just let them live. Just let them, you know, let them do their own thing. At an event, though, yeah, I got no problem with him doing that. I know we probably have some adult autograph seekers out there,
professional or semi-professional. I'm not saying somebody who is in a bar and says, "Oh, this is, you know, your son or daughter's favorite celebrity is there." You think, should I do this? Should I not? But somebody whose whole life is that's what they do,
mm-hmm.
and then to
they
have
hustle signatures,
and then to have the audacity. And then to yell at him
and scream obscenities in front of, that's where you got to draw the line. Is when people start cursing in front of kids. I mean, hell, it goes back to the story I told at the beginning of the show where that, you know, kids are behind us at game six.
Yep.
I'm like, that has to stop. You can be as angry as you want, but you got little girls behind us. You're not going to yell the F-bomb because the Indians are going to get beat by the Cubs. Yeah. Yeah, there's some weirdos out there, man, and sports brings it out of them. So good for Jordan Spieth.
Calling out the scums.
The scums.
just some scums.
Yeah, like, I'm sure none of those guys would call up, but how much do you make doing that? If that's what you do, is every time there's a card convention in town or something like that, like,
I don't know.
How much can you?
Well, a convention is different. You're paying money to go to a convention.
But don't they sell their stuff there too? Like, don't I, if I'm not mistaken, because I've never been to one. Can't you move product at that too? Isn't that why you load up? And then you bring out your big guns at the card convention. I'm not sure. I'm speaking from sheer ignorance here when it comes to card conventions. But the guys who can't wait to go to like a Dick a Dinner series or something like that, and you know, that's why we have to have these, you know, no outside memorabilia will be signed things,
right?
Because you have these guys flooding venues free.
I mean, like, for those aren't free though. The conventions aren't.
I'm talking about like when Addison Russell is with Jay. And
they showed up. Ever seen like a Hawks one?
That's what I'm saying.
Jay has the Hawks one.
That's what
one,
I'm saying.
And you get, like, obviously that's why the disclaimer is in there. But you get the same guy walk to the back of the line with four different hockey pucks, two mm-hmm. different pictures, three different sticks.
For Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
For like, yeah. For like the guys that Jay's getting shipped out of town.
Right. The next guy that Jay will have gotten traded because he was around
the
Jay's
next
wife.
Bust the Rockford.
Right. Yeah, man. When's the last time you got an autograph from someone?
The last time I got an autograph from someone?
I know mine.
That I actually went up to somebody and
said,
got
can
one.
You sign this for me?
I don't remember.
I was 10 years old, and I had a Ricky Henderson glove, right? And we had just finished playing catch or doing something. I went to go get my hair cut at Church Street Barbershop, and I walk in. And none other than B.J. Armstrong is in the first chair. And I'm like, oh, that's B.J. Armstrong. And I guess Pippen had just left, you know, because Pippen and B.J. used to come up to Evanston and get their hair cut by my man Sam over there at Church Street Barbershop. And I'm like, yo, I think I might have told my dad or something. I think I might have called my dad on the barbershop phone like, yo, B.J. Armstrong is here. It was huge to me. Come on, man. That's the babyface assassin right there. And he's like, yeah, you want to get him to sign something? Sign something. I don't care. Get off my damn phone. I don't care about no B.J. Armstrong. So I walk up to him with my Ricky Henderson glove. And I go, can you sign this, B.J.? And he signs the thumb part of the glove. That's the last time. 10 years old. That's the last time I got anything signed.
Here we go, the 815. Fans are fans. Adults pay their salary. A good athlete signs for his fans. Fans are what puts food on their table. Just sign the damn item.
Oh,
there you go.
You done outed yourself.
There you go.
Very angry.
815 ass showing.
In today's 815 ass showing.
There it is.
Yeah, man. You don't pay their salary. Why do people always get that wrong?
I don't know.
You pay a portion, a little bit, but sponsors pay their salary and TV deals.
TV money.
Right. Yeah, you're not the one. You're not the one. But, man, hey.
I pay their salary. No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't even go to games.
Right.
I bet you don't go to games, so cut it out. That's the angry guy we're talking about then. That's the dude. The grown man going up to a 24-year-old and hounding him for 17 signed pieces of memorabilia. Enjoy yourself. I couldn't do it. I there's something about it, you know, where you're like, yeah, maybe a picture.
Come to think of it, I think the last autograph. How old was I?
Because I think Dirk Nowitzki doesn't sign anything for this reason.
I think I was 13, and it was in the Omaha airport. And
OJ jumped over you on the way you're filming a Hertz commercial.
There's a man in a charcoal gray suit lying. He was sitting at the gate. He had his feet up on his briefcase, mm-hmm. and he was reading something. And I went over, and I realized who it was. My dad said, "Hey, look." I went, "Oh wow," he said. "Maybe I'm sure you could ask him for an autograph." I said, "I don't know. I'm not sure. Looks like he's a little sleepy, but
and stinky."
And I went over, and Mike Ditka could not have been nicer.
Nice!
Could not have been nicer.
Shut up.
Nice!
He said, of course. I said, I'm from Chicago. I'm a big
Bears. Well, his bodyguard probably wasn't around.
All alone.
Diane.
All alone.
Because Diana, we used to do those Dick and Dennis series, and she made sure get these people out of here. get out of here.
Football information.
Yeah, exactly. Get them out of the building. Yep. Yeah, like she, you looked over there, you knew who was running the show.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You got the score.
Check out the score, starting lineup, Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegelman Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Conveniences, the limited hours, and leaving work, and the inefficiency of the driving, the parking, the waiting in line, the whole hassle. Stop doing that. Stamps.com lets you stop doing that, and you can similarly optimize. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Use your own computer and printer, and they'll send you a digital scale. You can automatically calculate exact postage by yourself, and Stamps.com never closes, unlike the post office. So you can get postage whenever you need it, 24/7, just that simple. Right now, special offer. Use the code DAN for a 4-week trial. It includes postage, includes the digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in DAN, D-A-N. That's Stamps.com. Enter DAN. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
19th and 20th.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Give your sweetheart rich, chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate. These brownies are ridiculously good. Now, Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. Now, they're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. Go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III, and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
The 17 Nightmare Without Parents starts tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Gump Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hello to all the people watching out there. Bernstein is busy riling up all the adult autograph seekers. They are coming at him fast and furious at 670-11. Do we have a new tech sponsor?
I think we do.
I think we do,
In
right?
fact, I believe our text line is now brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Nice.
And Jordan Spieth calls some professional adult autograph harvesters scums. Plural.
You're a scum.
Just some scums.
I got 5 scums.
I have 5 of scums.
Nice, nice.
And he's right. I think, you know, vermin is a great word.
That, yeah, especially when you start cursing over kids to get your point across.
And
I'm surprised that, especially at athletic events, how comfortable people are cursing around children.
Yeah. I see
there was a time where my dad used to pull us out of the Bears game a little early when he saw that people were getting sauced. And
how about the L? How about some guy having some loud phone conversation on the L? Like, I told the MF-er this, and the MF-er told me, and I said, I'm not that kind of MF-er, and I'm not. And I'm like, well, hey,
this is a part of public transportation that I don't miss at all, because it would embarrass and make me feel so awful inside. And there's nothing like seeing a bunch of kids having a lewd, ridiculous, just foul mouth conversation. And then I would always be sitting next to the older lady, you know, or older guy. And he's just sitting there trying to get home or trying to get to work. And you're like, yo, like this, there's a person here who is of age, of respect.
Just in general. Just understand.
Respect yourselves, too.
Right,
but
people's
like,
spaces.
Yeah,
and
just MFing and I told this, be this. And I'm like, yo, like. Cut it out. And I'm staring holes through people like, yo.
That's like every third ride I have.
Really?
Sometimes it's just a guy on his phone.
I haven't rode the
Or
train
a woman
forever.
A woman on her phone. Just having a loud conversation with somebody, and that's just...
And get mad at you if you go like, hey.
Right, come on.
You know.
And I'm just waiting to say something, somebody shoots you.
Right.
You know, so,
you know, people getting their throat slashed on the train. What was it last year?
Right.
That young lady did. Yeah, I'm not messing nobody on no train, but it's just,
And the 815 here says, I'll never understand why Bernstein has a problem with adult autograph seekers. What don't you understand? It's creepy.
Yeah.
You're a grown up.
Those are the kind of people that steal baseballs from kids at games. Those foul ball catches.
Mike in Algonquin is on the score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch on the whole autograph thing. I'm 38, and I've been going to autograph shows my whole life. And, you know, as you know, the years past, the prices go up, obviously. But, I mean, it's to the point now. I know you guys aren't very knowledgeable about that, but, I mean, you got now where you go get Randy Johnson's autograph at a sports show and you're talking $300.
I was going to ask you, what's that running you these days as far as the entry and, you know?
Well, the entry is like $10 to get in, and then, I mean, basically, if you want to look at the plate, I'm just kidding, but, no, I mean, it literally is like $250, $300 for a top-quality athlete, and then if you want them to do like an inscription, like, you know, World Series champs, that's another $50.
But then do you flip it, Mike?
Or yeah,
do
you keep this? Do you do it?
Me personally, I don't flip it.
Oh, so you just got like a basement full of stuff.
Yeah, I'm a 38-year-old, 10-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I go to the game, I turn into a kid, and I understand the other aspect of it with the, you know, the people who are trying to just get it, make money. But I'm not trying to stick up for those people. But who isn't trying to make money off somebody nowadays? I mean, really? I mean, the sports athletes—they're doing endorsements. I know they're getting paid for it, but people are making money off of everybody.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse it. It doesn't excuse it. It's more the behavior than anything else. It's the fact that
and people telling him he's not Tiger Woods.
Right, when he understands that I'm not going to sign for these people because of why they're here. Because I'm not here for that. I'm here just to have a connection with a kid who wants it just for the connection and not to make money off of it. Those kids, most kids, that's the answer to your question. Adults are all trying to make money. Those kids aren't. That's the difference here.
Three bills.
The adults are the ones with the money, though. The adults are the ones that are ones paying the tickets.
It doesn't. But he's a golfer. He's a golfer. Right. He doesn't. An adult doesn't pay a single. And stop with that. This whole paying the ticket. Kids aren't there for that reason. This is very clear. That the kids are not. That kid is not trying to make money off of Jordan Spieth. So to have there's some sort of cynical idea that it's okay for me to do it because everybody's trying to use it. That's ridiculous. That's going out of your way to not understand the difference between the connection that child has and the connection some adult has in trying to want something of some monetary value.
No, I understand that. I mean, I totally get that, and I think it's wrong for people to make money in a negative way. And like you said, like with the gentleman using foul language around kids, that's totally uncalled for. I understand that, but in a sense, I mean. Who is it their job as a sports athlete to pick and choose?
So you don't understand You say you understand it, and you don't. You don't get it.
It's kind of like a double-edged sword.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't. The kids aren't there trying to make money off anybody. And this whole,
how do you justify a $300 ticket for an autograph when you go to the ball?
You paid it.
Okay, but they're also getting compensated as well. They're getting paid, you know, X amount of dollars to be there for an hour and a half.
Right, but an autograph show is different. That's a contract between adults. Okay. They're getting it because you are paying it. Okay. Why? I don't. The other question is why would anybody pay that money for a person's signature?
Because that's what it costs.
But why do you want it that badly?
Especially if you're not flipping it, Mike. I thought maybe you were doing this to sell it online.
This is what I don't understand. I want to get to the psychology of saying I've got $300 that I can spend to have a person.
The Bears keep raising their ticket prices.
This guy sign a piece of paper just because he throws a baseball at 100 miles an hour. That is what I don't get.
Well, I mean, that's in anything. Celebrities.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. What
do you get out of it?
What do you get out of it?
Personally, what I get out of it, it's kind of like me taking a piece of the game that I can't have. I'm obviously not going to be a Major League Baseball player or anything in my life. I just like to have a piece of the game. I love the game. I mean, me personally, I don't flip anything. I have many, many autograph items in my house that I will never sell.
Okay.
Because I look at that and I say, wow, that's a player that I used to love watching. And, you know, that's a piece of his. That's a piece of him to a point.
And are you? Do you plan on handing this tradition down to little ones in your family, or like?
I mean, if I was, you know, grateful enough to have a son or a daughter, you know, then I would definitely do that and say, hey, you know, this was the player that this person was, and they did this and they did that. And that's my perspective of it.
I guess, Mike, I can't get my head around paying that kind of money for a guy's autograph. But appreciate the conversation, man.
Okay.
But the premise is flawed because it's not about the kids.
Yeah, and to fall back on the cynical, everybody's in it for money and I need my piece of it and this is just... No, that's not why kids are doing it. the kids look at the world in a completely different way than that. And I just think, I pay. No, yeah, you stop. Don't. Yeah. Stop saying that. You don't. You don't. It doesn't give you some sort of populist consumer-based power over these guys, or you're more important because you're the ultimate boss. No, you're not. Stop telling yourself that. Bernstein and Goff, you have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you